We're going to talk to Jamie Cook, who's a second-year law student at Brasenose College. Jamie, could you tell us a bit about yourself and why you chose to come to Oxford?
Well, my decision to apply to Oxford was based on a number of different things. One was trying to move as far from home as possible. The fact is, at Oxford, nobody's living at home and coming into uni. Everybody's living here. And you get a far better university experience by moving out. I was also conscious that I wanted to work in London when I get my degree, and to do that I would need to be qualified in English law. And to do that starting from Scotland or a Scottish university would have taken a long time. I was also keen to do law rather than another subject and then do a conversion course, because I was and am interested in the theoretical as much as the practical side. Then there's obviously the notion of what Oxford University is. It's nice to go to a university that's this steeped in tradition, and where there is that sense of prestige. With that comes hard work, but there's a payoff. The academic side is satisfying, and that there is a sense of pride of being an Oxford student. It's probably not for everyone, and sometimes you think that at other universities you'd have more time off, but being at an institution like this makes up for that.
So how have you found Oxford, and in particular college life?
Well, Oxford's very different from Glasgow. It's a great size city where you can walk everywhere for a start. All that you need is dead close by. As a university, it's intense. The terms are short, and for those 8 weeks, you're constantly busy. At a college level, there's a definite family feel. Rather than living in vast university halls or only knowing people that do your subject, each college has its own cross-section of the type of people at Oxford. And then there's the common sense of pride in the college, and they are definitely the sense of your social life here.
And could you describe a typical day?
So a typical weekday would consist, work-wise, mainly of reading. Different topics require different amounts of reading, but the bulk of your legal learning is done that way. As all the cases and most of the journals are on the internet, reading can be done from a book, the library, or from a laptop in your room. And there's no set times for doing reading. You can fit it around the rest of your schedule. Once a reading list is complete, an essay will have to be written in time for the 1 hour tutorial on that subject. Lawyers tend to have one or two tutorials a week, so the reading writing cycle will take anything from 2 very rushed days to almost a week. If your time is planned well, each cycle should take about 3 or 4 days. It means that your working life can be quite fluid, and you can, if you wish, fit in other things, whether that's organised pastimes, or pubbing and clubbing, or both. For me, it is pubbing, clubbing, and performing improvised sketch comedy with the Oxford Imps.
What sort of thing do you get up to during the holidays?
Well, sadly, in the holidays, there is generally work to be done. At the start of each term, there is an in-college test of what you've learnt the term before. So some revision has to be done, more so if you've pubbed and clubbed more than you should have during term time. But in the main, first and second year at least, holidays are largely downtime. It is nice to get out of the kind of bubble of Oxford, where essays matter more than anything and you kind of lose track of what's going on in the real world. It's nice to catch back up with family and friends who you've not seen in weeks, especially as I don't manage to make it home much during term time. That said, I do sometimes visit university friends over the holidays.
You mentioned about working in London. Is that what you're planning to do when you leave Oxford?
With any luck, I will be working in London. Hopefully an Oxford degree will help secure that kind of a job. Some people decry going into the city as selling out, but I've always wanted to work there and doing kind of interesting stuff. And fingers crossed, I think an Oxford degree probably makes it easier to get a job like that.